everybody. Well, here we are, another CBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. Today is the Healing Highway. So, the date today is December. No, that's the month. Month is December, date is 19th, and the year is 2016. So let's clear that from everybody. And remember, tomorrow, the 20th and the 21st, those are those awful days that normally crap happens with the powers to be. They pull these certain things off and do bad things on those days. So anyway, we'll see if we can find out what it is. If somebody would like to maybe research that for us, the 19th, maybe 20, 21st, see what kind of awful events happened. Maybe we can do a clearing on it, since we don't have a program until Wednesday, which will be the 21st. So here we go. Let's clear the day. Remember this day last year and going back to probably when you were born definitely has an effect on you. And that's what the aliens do. They're the main creative copy and paste experts here. So here we go. Let's release the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? That seemed pretty simple. And let's activate the light beam. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, either from the BBS homepage, Creation Lightship, or you can go into the creationlightship.com. Either way, we'll get you there. Bring up the light beam or more than one of them. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And look at one of your special situations that you're dealing with that you may not want to have. So we'll release that timeline from you. Here we go, releasing it. 1, think of it now, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll put our co-host on. Elizabeth, are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, hi, everybody.
Good.
Hi, Ron.
Your hair up really high. Like in the, you know how they had the women's hair, like in the, oh, I don't know, when was that, the late 60s?
The beehive hairdo?
Yeah, the beehive, yeah, the one that goes about a
I
want to
say
head,
like
yeah.
Late 50s, early 60s.
Early 60s, okay. So, how are you looking today?
Well, I'm looking good. I've got my beehive and ready to get through another great show with everybody tonight on the Healing Highway. yeah, it seems like a lot of people are kind of living into that future. Maybe the solstice energies, too. I know that happens around the 21st, the shortest day of the year. So it's kind of a tough time for people. So hopefully you're able to stay close to home and do some clearings and run some possibly free clearings or maybe some other ones that you've been working on during these kind of difficult times energetically. And hopefully you're not having too much of a problem. And if you are, you can check out all of the wonderful clearings and healings that Ron offers to bring us into the present moment, into peace, into our heart centers, and to help us reconnect with source energy. And you're able to read all about that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And we also, I should mention, have right after the show tonight a very special call. Ron is doing a body organ restoration call. It's 3 hours in length, and you have to be physically present during the call, and it's $50 PayPal donation. So if you haven't signed up for that and you'd like to, you may do so, and then Ron will send you the codes for the call once he has your PayPal receipt. So that's a very popular call and a very popular activity, and people seem to like it. He clears a number of the body organ systems, as well as some of the systems that the listeners make special requests for. So hopefully everybody listening has already signed up for that. And it's usually a very good call, and people generally feel a lot of physical discomfort leave them, a lot of release, and a lot of ease of movements, clearer vision, things like that. It's a very wonderful to have the light beings work on all of our body organs. So, Ron, maybe we should bring everybody into the present moment, because I feel like maybe a lot of people are already kind of living onto the timelines of the next day or so.
Yeah, so you're probably on the time is short timeline.
Yeah.
This is a good day to spend money because you're going to be short, right?
And right.
You save a lot by not having it to spend anyway.
Or you want to spend it and you don't have it.
Have it, yep, you're short. So here we go. Let's bring everybody in the present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that should help you. I got an email today, and I also heard a YouTube video about the from a person called Kent Dunn, and it says, Satan, forthright Nephilim giants, last fight against God, and it's so-and-so. And then also, on the internet, their soldiers are fighting the ancient giants and Anunnaki forthright in the 22-story tall tunnels between Antarctica and South America. So he wants to know if I can comment on that. Yep, we are there. It's interesting walking through the physical soldiers that are there. Quite interesting as you know, go through them about, I don't know, maybe 60 miles an hour, and they're standing still almost. So yeah, we've been battling there for probably about a week. Battled a lot of stuff, I think it was yesterday. They brought in a bunch of, like, artificial intelligent holographic ships to invade the planet. And that was just a lot of, not for us to have wasted time, but like target practice almost. And they weren't really fighting back. And then after, I think about 3 o'clock yesterday, so that happened yesterday, which was Sunday, so 3 o'clock Pacific time, they started bringing in actual ships to battle to come in. So I'm assuming that these are probably connected to that Nephilim race. Spell that word if you're interested. It's N-E-P-H. I-L-I-U-M. So these are what you have probably seen, maybe pictures of their skulls. Sometimes they look like they're maybe, you know, I'd say maybe a couple feet to probably maybe 6 foot in diameter. Then they got all the bones and stuff. And my understanding was that they're trying to, or that they're going to activate the sleeping giants somewhere in those tunnels to have them come forward. So, oddly enough, it deals with our same time, I guess, as Donald Trump with the election process. So, are they friend or foe? But anyway, they use mind control to control you. They don't really need any type of weapons. They can just look at you and probably turn you off and have you just, you know, not exist any longer, or just the body could die. So it is a different type of technology that they're using, very powerful. Then they can create holograms too. But we've been on this for about the last week, you know, and more so, I'd say, the last year in Antarctica, looking for stuff and people trying to leave through their gateways, through the tunnel system and out. So what I think they had there in Antarctica was the airports. I'll just use that term, the airports for UFOs or stargates to get out of here. That's why we were battling stuff maybe a year ago there, and maybe up to now for the people trying to leave. I talked about this on previous shows off and on. So anyway, still they're battling, and it is kind of heavy. Can't say where we are. I know we're battling that base that I mentioned. Well, what I will say is, I think I said this before, but not, when I checked it out, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, I saw this 300-foot, this is before Kerry went to there, okay, Secretary Kerry, so that'll give you a day perspective. I went there and I saw this about 300-foot diameter UFO about 300 feet down, and it had a tail fin on it like you'd see on a regular airplane. And then I was looking at YouTube stuff, and all of a sudden those tail fins started to show up on some of the UFOs that they were showing. So anyway, that's what I saw there. There was actually people on the outside of it, around it, that were dead, or things were dead. I won't say people, other life forms. And then inside they had some ones that were, like, sleeping. And so we're dealing with that energy. And then switching gears, that was Antarctica. Switching gears now, the base that's outside of Brazil, I may have mentioned that, that's where the they had like this gigantic force field, and there was an old submarine stuck there. Everybody was dead on it. And inside it had awful, just bad air to breathe. It would kill you after maybe 15 seconds. So if you go in there, I saw a couple people walking with spacesuits on, in a sense, you know, in there, as far as maybe they were humans or maybe even some other alien life form, but that was a gigantic complex. So we're hitting that one, too. And that could be, you know, associated, you know, with, you know, the South America energy there off of Brazil, an underwater alien base, multiple stories in height. Oh, anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. So it is still pretty hot and heavy going on there. So if you are in our Time Traveling Soldiers League, or maybe if you're somehow connected energetically, corded through a soul family member who would be a soldier there trying to battle these things, I will say trying, because if they see you, you're probably going to be dead. They'll just look at you and put some energy on you and terminate the body. So I'm sure that the armed services are having difficulties there. We probably won't know about that for 5 or 10 years, you know, if it comes out of the news at some point. But I do see a lot of dead soldiers, because they just look at you and they put this death ray out, in a sense, looking at you, zip, and you're gone, all over dead. So anyway, back to you.
Gosh, Ron, you know, I mean, I wonder if that's why everybody's feeling these really heavy energies recently. It certainly sounds like it. And as you were talking there, a lot of what you were describing felt very familiar to me. So I wonder if any of the other listeners have had a similar experience with the battles and feeling the energy of the past couple days. A couple of people have been commenting, and I guess that electoral vote was finalized, Ron, and Donald Trump is officially the president. So somebody was actually asking me about that today, and I wasn't sure when that was happening. So that could be cause for a lot of unrest, depending on what timeline you're on. And yeah, they do seem to like those 20, 21 days for abductions and general goings on. And I would say that if you're feeling funky, maybe get in there and do some clearings or timeline crash the date. And also Google the date and look at what is happening on those days. So something interesting from one of our listeners who wrote in and said, Ron, what comes up is Romans 12:20 and 21. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. And this listener is wondering if this is why our food and water are tainted.
I don't know. Could be, huh?
Hmm. Somehow the dates are maybe connected to food and water. Interesting.
Very interesting. So,
yeah, I'm not sure.
I use some type of healing if you want. See here. I think I'll do a poison clearing for those people who are listening, in case
Okay, great.
For some reason, maybe you're affected by the poison in the underground tunnels there, or that energy that these really tall aliens are bringing forth. You know, I mentioned before that you wonder why they have such tall doors and the moats around the castles with the tall gates.
Oh, yeah.
In England, of all these places, well, guess what?
I think they're, not to interrupt you, Ron, but I think there's also a movie coming out where they're talking about the Great Wall was actually built to keep out aliens or something. I don't know exactly.
Very good. Yeah, well, that would be good.
Yeah, it's similar topic there.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. And one, releasing this poison from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. See if that helps you here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Yeah, hopefully that'll help. Interesting clearing and definitely very interesting info about those tall aliens. It's pretty crazy stuff. and yeah, when you think about it, it makes complete and total sense. Somebody wrote in and said that they heard there are no chemtrails in New Zealand. What's that about, or are they gone from everywhere? Any comment on that, Ron, chemtrails being gone from New Zealand?
I really don't know. I know somebody might be visiting there, mm-hmm. and there's no chemtrails.
Maybe you just aren't seeing them at the time that you're there.
It's possible. I think NATO is the one doing all the chemtrails, so I don't know if New Zealand is in NATO or not. I could be wrong, but I don't know. But that would be nice. Maybe they're losing their funding. But they do want to do, population elimination. Oh, who knows what's going to happen next year.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll take the phones off first of the year, and we'll have a lot of space here.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, they brought him in, 2013. Maybe they'll take him out in 2017. Maybe they got a four-year learning process here. I guess that'd be 3 years, actually, probably, but I don't know. Well, as long as it's not somebody you're living with that you really like,
Yeah. Usually it's store employees and telemarketers, I think, for me, but I'll be, pretty much happier if I don't have to talk to any telemarketers. That would be great. So hopefully that will happen. Somebody else is asking, I don't dream at all. Is this bad?
Well, you shouldn't be dreaming. It's hard to say why you don't dream. You shouldn't dream to begin with. So if you're not dreaming, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good because you're not going off on timelines, although they could have blocked you maybe. But let's just say that you don't have any dreams. That's great. Oh, very good. I think everybody would like not to dream.
I know, yeah. I don't usually in the past couple of days. I've had a couple of bizarre dreams, and I usually don't remember my dreams, but these just, I'll wake up and forget them, but then later in the day I'll be thinking about it and should definitely get in there and timeline crash that because, you really shouldn't be dreaming. Ron, what does it mean when you are dreaming? Does that mean you're being abducted onto alien timelines?
You are being abducted, yeah. And so you're on an alien timeline because they gave you the timeline, so they created that. But you're not in the now. So you're not in the now, and you're living in the beyondo someplace. on their movie set. And since you're having the dream, you're probably the star. So, Whippy, you're all movie stars, alien movie stars. And from there, they put you through situations to steal your energy. And then if they do a good job at it, and that movie is a hit that you're in, then they replicate that many, many, many times. They probably even sell you off. So they bootleg you off to other alien races, and you could be out everywhere as they're stealing your life force energy from you.
So some alien is down in the subway selling bootleg copies of your dreams on DVD.
Yep, that's true.
Nice.
In the subway, yeah. Maybe it's one of those rats that you see.
Yeah,
you ever seen
any
rats? I saw one rat in the subway, you know, in New York. Have you ever seen rats there?
I have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially when I used to live up in Harlem. There's a lot of rats up there.
Rats, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes
like, you know, one of those
the garbage bags, you'd see like the garbage bags moving because there are so many rats in there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody likes that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of those phrases, you know, that we have, you know. One is like, hello, you know, like, do you understand, you know, wake up. The other one is like, in your dreams. Do you have another phrase like that, Elizabeth?
In your dreams. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm trying to think. It's like dream on or whatever, you know, like when you say that to somebody.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, what can we do today? If we got any questions, I wouldn't mind, you know, I could talk a little more about the tunnel stuff, but that's about all that I have. See what I get.
Well, actually, Ron, somebody wrote in about that, and they said they had a comment about you clearing the poison. And
yeah.
They
wrote, great.
Said, Ron, I'm enlisted, and last night I had a terrible time breathing. May have been in those tunnels, could not figure out a physical reason for this happening.
Yep, that's it. Uh-huh. So they got, you know, different areas with the bad oxygen, and they may have even been in that underground Brazilian base that's in the ocean. Not associating it with Brazil, but it's off their coast, okay?
Hmm.
So, anyway, that's could have been down there fighting also with that awful oxygen.
Yeah, and also, if people are having trouble breathing, I can say that Ron does offer several oxygen-related clearings, and there is actually a free one, and you can do that. It's the alien oxygen code removal, and the codes can cause your energy levels to drop, and this may affect your memory. This clearing will remove the harmful effects of breathing the current earth oxygen. When you feel groggy, depressed, or a little funky, this clearing may help. Do the clearing as many times as you feel you need to, and it will only work for the person performing the healing. It clears the oxygen in the person's room and lungs. So this is a great clearing for people who are maybe enlisted or maybe just having a generally difficult time kind of making it through the day, or maybe you feel tired. And there's many different colors of oxygen that you can blend. It's a very interesting clearing. So if anybody has done that and has felt some relief or results from running that clearing, you can always let us know or let the other listeners know, because I think it's definitely one of those, I'm not really feeling that great, I don't really know what's wrong. Whenever you feel like that, you should always come and do a clearing or do the mind-to-heart drop, or do the mind-to-heart drop, and then if you're out, when you get home, run a clearing. So somebody also said that they are feeling that this is not usual for them, but they said, I've been looking in the mirror the last few days and noticing that I look great, young, relaxed, etc., all from the powerful healings Ron has been doing the past 3 weeks. Yeah, Ron, I feel like the clearings within the past couple weeks have been extremely powerful, and I've been feeling them a lot more, which I don't usually either. So that's wonderful, and thanks for letting us know about that.
So for the people on the call that's coming up shortly here, basically an hour away, you know, just get water ready because we do a lot of water charging. And just get peaceful. You want to lay down, and we'll have a wonderful call tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. And I also wanted to mention, Ron, too, for the person that was maybe having trouble breathing, there is like a more in-depth clearing that you could pay for, and that is the Alien Energetic Web Coat Removal and Oxygen Infusion. And that one is actually the oxygen infusion is a separate healing included in the Alien Energetic Web Coat Removal. So you can enjoy that at any time. And that's an oxygen infusion as opposed to the Alien Oxygen Code Removal. So it's definitely take advantage of the free clearings that Ron offers. Those are all full strength healings, and you can find them on creationlightship.com on the left side of the page. So let's get back to some listener questions here. We have quite a few. And someone is wondering if you can remove the 12 source energies from emotions. Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about that and the 12 source energies and what they are? And can you remove them from emotions?
Not completely, I don't think, no. So I would say no.
Okay. So the next question is...
The Earth Spirit gave you those energies, so basically that energetic body, which is your emotional body, I don't think can be released from those completely. The aliens can take you with other types of energies on emotions. That's why you want to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. Hopefully that's helped.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they mean by remove the 12 source energies from emotions.
Don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe they could clarify that. I'm not sure I'm understanding that question correctly. So the next question is kind of interesting. This person writes and says, during the weekend, I was hit with other people's unexpressed thoughts about me that they had not shared with me. Instead of being upset or intrigued, I took it as info in and info out. It is meaningless, yet I wonder now if those thoughts were hovering around me for a long time and now released as Ron cleared 12 source energies of thinking and memory on Friday's program.
Yeah, I don't know what to say on that one.
Well, it seems like this person kind of found some kind of neutrality instead of getting upset by what other people were thinking or saying about them. So it seems like that maybe you clearing the 12 source energies on Friday kind of helped them. Maybe that's what that other person was wondering if you could do similarly with the emotions, or one could do, not sure. Somebody else wrote in and said, I look much younger since the past 2 weeks or so, but was coughing a lot last night, which is unusual for me. So that probably has to do with the battles.
Yeah,
I know, it was kind of a rough night for a lot of people. Let's see here. Ron, it seems like a lot of people are responding to the poison clearing you did earlier. And someone else wrote in and said, thank you for the poison clearing. In the middle of the night last night, I was up with a lot of discomfort in my stomach. I felt like I was poisoned. I am a time-traveling soldier. Just sat up with it. So, let's see.
Sorry, Ron, just a minute. Just looking for some more questions here.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't know how you would do this, but someone's requesting a sample of the AT Underground Industrial Complex tunnel for those in the time-traveling soldiers. But I don't know how you would do a sample of that.
I can't.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay. Okay. And let's see. Someone else wrote in and said, I am preparing for the call tonight with running the alien attack page and running the implant from the different organs, option 3. So I think that is they are running the alien implant removal from the different organs in order to prepare for the call.
Now, whatever you do before that is good. You may get more mileage out of the call then. That's great.
Okay, great. Yeah, and the other thing is, too, that alien web code clearing I mentioned earlier, a couple minutes earlier, is also included in the Alien Freedom Bundle, and that's, I think, $150 for the unlimited. So I'm just going to pull that one up here for a second. Let's see. Yeah, Alien Freedom Bundle, and that has consists of alien blood barcode removal, energetic slime body coat removal, alien energetic web coat removal, and oxygen infusion and abduction barcode removal. So this is a heavy-duty alien clearing. Wow, that's wonderful. So you get one, two, three, four, like four or five clearings for that. And that's particularly helpful if you feel like you've been slimed or you have to go out a lot and deal with weird energies and you want to kind of get yourself cleaned out from interacting with those things. So that's good to know. And also that's a great, great package there. Okay, so let's see, moving on here. Just checking for more questions here. A lot of people are writing in saying they're signing up for the call, Ron, which should be great.
Yeah, I'm checking my emails as we speak off and on here, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just, I'm sorry, there's a bit of a lag time trying to sort through the questions that are questions and the ones that are questions about the call that's coming up after the show tonight. So, okay, here's a listener question. And this person said, hi, Ron, I've done clearing since 2009. I find it weird when asked for a service, either paid or unpaid, I get no response, or I get service where people deceive or take advantage of me. What is on my billboard? Do you know? Or am I dealing with programs and clones or people? This seems to be in any area I want to resolve. And they've done timeline self-empowerment on that and all the basic clearings.
Bring that one up next Monday.
Okay, will do, yeah. And psychic billboards are, like, always people are kind of like, what do I need to clear on my psychic billboard? That question comes up frequently. So it all depends on what your situation is. So we'll save that one for next Monday. Okay.
Oh, I think you have something on your soul family billboard. Oh, I don't know what
family.
To say about that. If you haven't done your soul family clearing, you may want to do that one. If not, you might just put, try putting that on the psychic billboard and have the psychic billboard see if they can clear your soul family psychic billboard for you. You have like two different energies working. So, you know, that's what I could kind of, you know, right now. Just see what happens. Oh, next week we'll look into it.
Okay, great. Maybe next week could be kind of like a Soul Family special, where we can talk about questions related to that.
We can do that. Yeah, so people can send us questions for Monday for Soul Family questions. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be great. I feel like it's one of those things that people don't really understand, because there's your immediate family, and then there's your soul family, which is completely different and includes a lot more people. So you have these contracts that were kind of written before you were born and can affect your life in the here and now, most likely in a negative way. So they can really hold you back in a lot of ways. And if you are being deceived or misled in business dealings or personal dealings, then that certainly could be related to the soul family, and you probably don't even know it. So that sounds cool, and that's something to look forward and prepare for, Ron. So everybody, if you have soul family questions, or if you're like, what the heck are you talking about, we will discuss that on next Monday's show. Okay, so I'm just looking for more questions here. Ron, any free sample clearings that you'd want to do for anybody? Maybe we could do a alien mind fog removal clearing. That's one of the free ones that you offer.
Sure, uh-huh. So here we go. Count to 20 to help you out with that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay. See if that's helped you. Maybe I have a little more clarity. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, I really felt that one too. Lots of yawning. So after the show, or maybe after the call, if I'm still awake, I'll get on and run that free clearing. Wow, I'm always. It's always remarkable when you do these. Sometimes you're the ones that you're least expecting to affect you have an effect on you, and you have a very physical reaction. Someone wrote in, said that they keep the psychic billboard disconnection on the soul family clearing running all the time and have great relief from that. That's wonderful. Wow. And then somebody else was asking, I thought there was an alien shift in April 2016 where not as bad aliens took charge, but it doesn't seem that way. Wonder if you have any comment on that, Ron. I was wondering that myself. The not-so-bad aliens, or a new group came in and we weren't sure if they were going to be not so bad?
Boy, I don't know. I remember something similar, like you're saying, was going on. It's just too far back for me to look at.
Mm.
So, you know, they're still here. I would say each day that goes on, there's more of them that are hopefully not willing to come back. We'll see what happens, you know, on New Year's, what's going on here. So, and we do have two January calls that are special. Let me see here. We're doing the once-a-year call, which will be New Year's call, we'll call it, where you sample the energy for the 12 months for 2017. So that particular date will be, looks like Saturday the 21st. That's Saturday 7th. That's a four-hour Sunday. Boy. Start over again. A New Year's call for sampling the energies. Four-hour call will be January 7th, which is a Sunday. The second call that we're having, that's a special call. I'm doing another pin removal call, and that will be a two-hour call, January the 21st, which is a Saturday. We got the 7th and the 21st for two special calls, and they're both $20. So back to you.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, I wanted to mention both of those, and please, if you can, set aside those dates and stay tuned for more information. That special New Year call on January 7th that Ron is talking about in 2017 is where we sampled the energies of the New Year, and I love that call. It's something that I've been on now for the past 3 or 4 years, I want to say, that, well, ever since Ron started doing it. And it's a really wonderful way to kind of relax and prepare for the coming year. And, you know, I'm going to have to find my notes from last year's call and see how things kind of played out. It's a really interesting one and a fun one to participate in. So thanks for keeping us posted on that, Ron. And hopefully
I so fast, you know.
I know. I was just thinking that.
Oh, you know?
Even
you
this
know,
show is going by so fast.
I wonder if we actually aged.
I don't think we did.
No.
I hope not.
Close
although I'm getting, I am here, getting, you know? A couple of gray hairs. I don't know why, but.
Oh, okay.
But it did go by very fast. It's true. I can't believe we're already at the end of the year here. However, you know, if you're not connecting to that timeline, then it should just be another day for you. You shouldn't even really notice it. But unfortunately, we do get hooked up to all of these calendar dates and New Year's and special days that they like to have. So, let's see. The person who wrote in about the psychic billboard said they did their soul family clearing some time ago. So it seems like they've already done that. I don't know if there's like anything new that they might have to update or purchase, maybe an unlimited. Let's see. I'm just checking up on that clearing right now. Let's see. There is an unlimited. So maybe it's something they need to revisit. That clearing does take approximately 6 hours. So that's one you really have to commit to. Maybe you could do like an hour per day and see how that makes you feel. Maybe an hour each day if you have time for that. And maybe go back and do the unlimited upgrade option.
Yeah, the call is on. Both the calls that we're having are on Saturday.
Okay.
About my notes that I got jotted down here, it says Sunday, but it's Saturday. So. Well, let's. I wouldn't mind doing a free clearing here. Don't know what to do. We'll see what somebody. We'll wait for somebody to see what they might like to have. So. We'll get that probably in a couple minutes here. So back to you, Elizabeth. We've got about probably 10 minutes more to go on the show here. Our call's at half past.
Okay. Somebody else was asking about water charging, and they were wondering how long will the water to be activated be effective, and what quantity per container? And they're wondering, can this be done any place, not my house, like inside the car in a parking lot? Thank you.
Yeah, it could be. So if you get on the website and you do that, it's activated for 1 day. If you're on the Wednesday call where we do maybe a half a gallon of water for you or whatever you may need, some people get a gallon, you know, it's your choice what you get charged up there. And so that water will last typically the maximum water is a week. 7 days, so each one is activated for the next day. And from there, you know, the water is no good after that day because you're using the next water.
Right.
So they work, you know, like in series with each other. So the first water that we charge up on the Wednesday call or on the call that we have, the four-hour call, ascension preparation call, that water is normally used the next day. So the first water is for that next day. The next water that we charge up is the number 2 day. So that's where that works. But your water that you get on the website is one day usage. Oh, back to you.
Okay. And somebody else wrote in and said, "Hi, Ron. Thanks for the timeline crashes on an injury yesterday. I continued the work you started with the unlimited timeline crash healing. This was an issue I knew about but was avoiding because I knew it may cause some discomfort when I woke it up. You set me on a good start with some pain release, and I'm glad to be continuing this work. I feel this will no longer be an issue from now on."
Wonderful. Great. That's good.
Yeah, that is really, really wonderful. And I feel like the timeline crashes are extremely effective. Someone else said that they really enjoyed the gold dust from Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And I'm not sure what this means, but they said an extra hour lined my entire body preparing for tonight's conference call. So it looks like they're going to be on the call.
I had people on the Lightship on the Saturday call. We went to the Lightship.
Yeah.
We were there for one extra hour after the GPS
program was over.
That's
right. You know, I do remember the gold dust, but I must have dozed off the East Coast. I go to bed early. So I must have dozed off before I had any remembrance that you were doing that. So yeah, that must be what they're referring to. You left people for an extra hour on the Lightship after the show was over. That's really, really cool when you do that, and we get to receive the benefits from all of the light beings. So that's great. Somebody else wrote in and said that they saw a car with a Teach Peace bumper sticker. And they walked up to the person and asked her if she knew how to teach peace and shared the mind-to-heart drop. It was cool. She listened and said thank you. Kind of cool. That somebody was receptive to that.
I could do, the people who are listening now, who are going to be on the call in 45 minutes from now, the body organ restoration, I'll bring some energy in for everybody who's going to be on the call. So here we go. I guess I'll bring in more of that gold dust energy. So here we go. One, two. Just kind of sit back and relax if you can. Maybe you have to do something before the call. This will be with you now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So let's see if that maybe helps you out a little bit during the call that's going to be coming up here. And I will be checking email, so if you happen to pay for it, you know, I'll get your email, or just send me one, the receipt, and I'll send you out the code. So I'll be on the computer probably about 20 after the hour, and then I'll be sending codes out. So don't panic if you don't get something. Okay, so here we go. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, great. And, yeah, if you haven't received the codes yet, we are working on that, and we'll have someone sending those to you. So please don't freak out. You'll get them. So let's see here. Somebody else was asking about, I'm not sure, I think it was the Saturday show, a link on the new children that are aware of timelines. They couldn't find it on the web. So we'll make a note of that and maybe see if we can do some research on that. I didn't hear about that. So unfortunately, I don't have the link. But we do have the question, and maybe the co-host can answer that when they have a chance. Okay, great. So hopefully, let's see here if we have any more questions. Somebody was wondering if you could please clear entities from our rooms.
Okay, here we go. So releasing entities from your room that you're in right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, there we go.
Okay, great. Wow, I'm really yawning here, Ron. Okay. So somebody else was asking if you could clear the lymphatic system on the call tonight, and I think there is an opportunity for listeners to request a system or body healing that they would like. A lot of the times, if Ron doesn't get the request, he'll just say, you know, an organ of your choice or a system of your choice, and you can specify that you would like your lymphatic system cleared. Just say it out loud and request that the light beings heal your lymphatic system. And that's coming up again after the show tonight at 8:30, I believe it is. Let's see. Wow, I don't know.
8:30 your time.
Computer tonight. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's 8:30 our time, 5:30 your time.
Yep,
so 8:30 Eastern Standard, 5:30 Pacific.
Half an hour away.
And it includes pets and plants.
So it looks like it's getting close to that time here. We live in time when we're on the radio here. Time controls us. So here we go. To the mind of heart drop, everybody. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So to do so, you just say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head, drop them into my heart. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, listeners.